SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.
You're listening to SBS News.
On the second day of public hearings in a Senate inquiry into the booming illicit tobacco trade, a coalition of health organisations released an open letter. In the letter, the Cancer Council, Heart Foundation, Public Health Association and others called for transparency in public health policy. The open letter comes after representatives from major global tobacco company Philip Morris were granted a private, undisclosed hearing at the inquiry earlier this month. Anita Desai from the Cancer Council's Public Health Committee says the secret hearing undermines Australia's obligations to protect policymaking from tobacco industry interference.
We do know, very disappointingly, that tobacco industry were invited to participate in this inquiry behind closed doors, with the cameras switched off and witnesses not named, and the fact that this was essentially held in secrecy. And again, really concerningly, it's in breach of that framework convention in tobacco control, and they were offered obviously a very quiet hearing compared to all other public health groups.
The inquiry into the illegal tobacco industry, chaired by Liberal Senator Leah Blyth, is investigating the scale and nature of the illegal tobacco market and its economic, social and health impacts in Australia. It's also examining distribution channels and methods of illegal tobacco smuggling and the involvement of organised crime groups after a series of firebombings and violent robberies related to the illegal tobacco trade in recent years. AAP reports Philip Morris representatives used their private and undisclosed hearing to lobby for cheaper legal cigarettes, claiming the crisis would lessen if the government dropped the tobacco excise. Ms. Desai says the coalition of health groups are deeply concerned the tobacco industry is trying to use its influence to wind back decades of effective public health policies.
And we've obviously seen, you know, continued declines in smoking amongst adults as well as young people for the better part of, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. Having tobacco industry have a seat at the table, as well as industry front groups such as retailers, there is no place for them in terms of influencing tobacco control and public health policy in Australia.
Last week's budget revealed Australia's growing tobacco black market had slashed billions of dollars more from the federal budget bottom line, with revenue from the tobacco tax now forecast to plummet to just over $2 billion a year by 2030. Analysts say lower smoking rates have played a part, but a key driver has been the explosion in illegal tobacco sales, which the government estimates make up more than half of the total tobacco market. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has resisted calls to cut the excise, saying he's not convinced it would make a difference to illicit sales. Ms. Desai says stronger health policies are the best way to tackle the problem, rather than reducing or eliminating the tax.
It's really important to remember that most smokers actually don't want to be smoking. So what more can governments be doing to help support those two-thirds of smokers that we know that want to quit? It's looking at making sure that we're doing everything we can around smoking cessation support, as well as public education and reminding everybody of the health harms caused by tobacco. So if we're doing those things and doing those things really, really well, we will start to bring the issue of illicit tobacco under control.
It's an issue that's been raised in the inquiry into the illegal tobacco industry's second round of hearings. CEO of Master Grocers Australia, Martin Stirling, is among those calling for the tax to be cut.
Our retailers tell us that their customers have reached the point where they are making rational decisions based on price, but not because they want to be purchasing illegal tobacco, but because they have no choice. And the customers that our retailers speak to on a daily basis about this are saying that if the product was a little bit cheaper, then they would happily purchase the legal product that is attracting excise.
Labor Senator Dorinda Cox, who questioned Mr. Stirling at the inquiry, has rejected that claim as unfounded.
That is not something that is quantifiable, that has been the evidence that's been received by this committee. So if you are having off-the-cuff comments and getting anecdotal evidence, that is not substantial enough for us to make a policy decision, a national policy decision.
The inquiry has also heard evidence on the rise in violent crimes linked to the illicit tobacco market. Hilda Sirek is the Deputy Commissioner of National Security Investigations with the Australian Federal Police. She's told the inquiry related inter-gang violence and property damage are being experienced across jurisdictions. Deputy CEO of the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission, Adam Meyer, also says there's a web of criminal activity related to the illegal tobacco trade, and its impacts are vast.
Whether it be violence against individuals or over 200 arson attacks that we've seen at tobacconists and a range of other facilities, which is largely linked to intergroup violence, so various groups trying to take greater control of the illicit tobacco market themselves. And so that violence, unfortunately, has spilled over into the community, and there have been at least three deaths associated with some of this violence.
The inquiry has also heard the illicit market and associated violence is driving up insurance premiums for retailers of legal products. Spokesperson for the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, Aidan Storer, has told the inquiry legal tobacco retailers have reported multiple challenges, and they're not the only ones.
Retailers of legal tobacco products in premises have seen upward pressure on insurance premiums, largely aligned to the risk and the safety risk, but also those other retail businesses that might be co-located in those areas where tobacco sales are occurring, because often those retail premises are seen as a higher risk precinct in and of itself.
The parliamentary inquiry is due to release its report on findings from the hearings by the middle of this year. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!